Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the fun.
This is the American Family Farmer, a weekly adventure going through the stories from small farms across America, the connection of farm, food, and family. That's what this program is all about. And I usually start the program with an overview of a couple of news stories that are affecting all of us on the family farms. This program is aimed at being an inspiration, ideas, and we'll have plenty of those because the gentleman we're going to speak to is the president of Grain and Superior Feed Ingredients. We'll talk about small farmers and grains and the prices and that sort of thing. So that's coming up right now. Speaking of prices, food price what we talked about here with regard to what your family is paying for food, the increases now in the price of bread and wheat-generated things, pie, you know, all the stuff that wheat's made, and wheat's in lots of stuff. As a gluten person, I know I'm very conscious of wheat, and the fact that there has been a shortage of it causing everything, the cost of bread, good Lord, gone crazy because of global grain supplies, and because now Ukraine and Russia have made a deal to open up one of the ports, the prices are going down. Ukraine is a pretty important producer of grain. All over the world, they compete with us in the grain markets. We have the bread basket, supposedly our Midwest, used to be anyway, called the bread basket, along with Alberta and Saskatchewan, where lots of grains, especially wheat, is grown there. But the business about the prices, because of the war, the impact on wheat availability and grains in Europe certainly impacted, and that affects the price here. It's just everybody's grabbing in the commodities market. The Chicago Mercantile Exchange got more foreigners there now buying our stuff than we have Americans there buying our stuff. So anyway, but that, I think, from the good news department, the price is going down a little bit. Here's the story of a Minnesota farm that gives folks a chance to try nesting. And this time we've heard it with donkeys, cows, horses, but this is with a flock of chickens. The Amundsen family had an excellent idea. Pardon that. Yeah, okay, you got it. Showing people that come to their farm what it was like to work there, they took a model, made it into a chicken house next to a chicken coop. They made it into an Airbnb so the guests could come, stay on their farm, pay $45 a night, and they can commune with the 400 chickens that they have. The fellow that owns the farm, Jason Amundsen, said, "We've called it the Peep Show." There we go. And they play. It's free-range chickens. And they wanted to show people what it's like to run the farm. So they've invited people to come in. And they are caring for the chickens. This is something that many of us do. I've thought about doing it, but I don't have the accommodations to stay on my farm. But they feed the chickens. They collect eggs. In a lot of communities where the farmers have free range, let the chickens. I do that on my farm. It's free range. But at nighttime, we put them in, and that's what these people are putting them to bed. That's how they describe part of the experience. They put the chickens to bed. So, anyway, it's kind of a nice thing. It's something to think about. It's an idea that depending on where you are, you could, you know, a lot of people that are in farm situations where they're jumping into all kinds of ideas to make the farm survive better. And if you have a friendly flock of chickens, then I guess you're probably all set. Those of you who live in Pennsylvania, there's a new grant program there. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf has announced a new grant program for poultry farmers. One of the things that we're making light of life on a poultry farm, but it hasn't been too pleasant in the Northeast this year because of the avian flu. The problem is over pretty much now, but for the springtime, the avian flu impacted a lot of farms in Lancaster County, Burke County, 4 million birds had to be put down because of the flu. So they have a recovery reimbursement grant program. And this is something that will probably be done in other states where they have chickens or they've had a problem with avian flu. There's always some kind of a program from the USDA that helps to mitigate problems with various things that happen regionally or locally. And in this case, the avian flu it put a lot of these farms temporarily out of business. And so if you couldn't conduct business, you're a poultry farmer, you can apply for the funds. They have a $7 billion poultry industry in Pennsylvania and about a $7 billion milk dairy industry in Pennsylvania as well. One of my favorite farm states to travel through. It's beautiful. There's lots of stuff going on. And so as of this past week, all the avian flu control areas have been lifted. And with that, though, comes the reality, what do we do to recover from the problem? And so that's what the Pennsylvania Ag Department is doing. The story, quickly, of a farmer who paid $1.925 million for a cow. Group of farmers, actually, the lead farmer and then a few of his friends got together to buy this Holstein. Unbelievable, the most expensive Holstein cow ever sold. And the farmers say, we bought the factory. We're going to start building things out of the factory, said one of the fellows from Enos Falls, Vermont. His name is Tim Abbott. He farms there. He bought this cow in Wisconsin at an auction. And he says, I'm looking at my business, and with a cow like this, there's a potential for offspring that'll be just as valuable as she is. And so she's become the foundation for our investment. So this is all about genetic selection. Most people who have cows understand that. I was never that. When I breed the cows, I just put them, well, the first time around, the heifers I breed with a Jersey bull. And then once they start milking, you AI them. And so that's where something like this would become very valuable. Hoyt's Dairyman has the story about the udder on this cow. She's 4.5 years old. The story of her line and the 2,700 cows that are in that line. It's pretty amazing, actually. So this fellow and his wife own Dairy Sales Alliance, a partnership with some folks in Maryland that have cattle business. They have cattle breeding operations. They have dairy farms, dairy cattle sales operation. And so that's why they went to the auction at Duckett Holstein's. The average cow was selling for $33,000. I went to an auction, actually a couple of three of them in Vermont early this spring when I was looking for Jersey heifers for my farm. And cows, good Holsteins, were selling for $1,700, $1,800. I think one cow went for $2,300, but certainly not $33,000. Wow. Imagine that you know, the breeding that goes on with that. Anyway, the bidding started for this cow that this guy paid almost $2 million for at $400,000. The bids continued. They went on and on and on. And they were bidding apparently against some other guy who had the same idea. How much are you going to pay for a cow that's going to have fabulous offspring? At any rate, good luck to them and their farm's breeding operation. In a moment, we get into the idea of grain and what's going on, what's in terms of sales. I was talking about what's going on with the situation in Ukraine. Well, we're going to talk to a grain expert and how it affects us on our family farms here in a matter of moments on the American Family Farmer. A reminder about how your health and well-being, which is so important to you, working hard on the farm. Most of us are up at dawn. Most of us work until it gets dark. That's just the way it is. So sometimes you eat before you go to bed, and maybe a little ice cream and some cake, puts on some pounds, and before you know it, you've gained 7, 10, 15, whatever. You've gained weight and you don't like it and you want to get rid of it. So you go on a diet, and then you support yourself, taking my advice, by using Calitrin, which is the natural weight loss formula, been around for 25 years, made here in our country, tested for quality and purity every single month, safe if you're on medications. including anything for diabetes. Doesn't have any gluten in it, and there are no hidden fees, no recurring plans. You pay for what you want. If you want more, you call up or you go online to toploss.com and you order some more. And right now they have their summer, the dog days of summer sale going on. You get 90 days free, the 90-day supply free once you go to toploss.com and convince yourself this is the right thing for you. I don't want to convince you. I want you to go look and you figure out for yourself how well this will work. The natural way to keep the weight off, what could be more brilliant than that? So call yourself brilliant. Go to toploss.com. Order the product. Use the Doug code, D-O-U-G, when you're checking out for the Dog Days of Summer sale and for free shipping. That's the story, in a nutshell, of Calitrin at toploss.com.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week? No thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Back to the American Family Farmer Show. Joining me now is John Sheave, who's the president of grain at Superior Feed Ingredients. So I guess we've got to figure out what that means, John. What does it mean to be the president of grain at Superior Feed? What does the president do, the president of grain? That sounds like an awkward title.
That probably does sound a little bit awkward. It is. I handle all of our grain and feed ingredients that are on the fiber side of corn gluten, soy hulls, all the finished goods that come out of where the corn or the soybeans are processed, as well as I work with farmers to help them market their grain around the country to different end users or to finding better places to ship their grain to and basically become a private merchandiser to them.
You know, one of the things that's going to be helpful, because a lot of the smaller farmers, a lot of people that listen to this program are new farmers, and many of them are involved in growing produce on their own farm and selling it. I call it truck farming. And so they aren't familiar, but there are even some family farms, small to medium-sized farms, that are in the grain business. But I think because we're applying our knowledge here not only to farmers but to the families that use the food, I think it might be instructive if you talk about, maybe define a little what you referred to as finished goods, what the process is for marketing so that the average consumer that maybe not a farmer but listening to this program understands what it is that goes on in the after you've grown the grain, then what the heck happens to it. So let's do that as we continue on here in this week's American Family Farmer.
you don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Stephen Baxter on the American Family Farmer program with John Sheave. Now that he's explained the what he does, he's in charge of grain at Superior Feed Ingredients. So many people think wheat is wheat, corn is corn, and that's it. But there, if you wouldn't mind defining, John, for us what it means to finish off. I know what it means to finish off a beef cow. But what does it mean to finish grains?
Well, I think you started off there with the beef cow is really a good idea, is that a lot of, you know, with the cows, they don't want to necessarily put weight on. They want to just give them the nutrients they need to survive and continue to carry the baby within them. And a lot of times, corn is actually too fatty of a product. It's also awfully expensive for them to feed it. So instead, what they'll do is they'll mix other ingredients in. And one of the biggest components, or two biggest components, is the corn gluten, which comes off of the processing for, you know, the different parts of the kernel are broken apart and then sent to whatever is needed within the kernel, to different end users of said product. But they're left over with some of this product that doesn't have as much value to maybe the food channel for humans, but it does have a great feed value back for specifically cows. And so they'll mix that in, and then they take the shell of the soybean, because you basically either got meal, oil, or the shell on the soybean. And so they take the shell, that's a high fiber product, and they mix it with the high protein of the corn gluten. And when they mix that together, they've got a very complete feed with those two products in it. To mix that and maybe a little bit of hay, and you've got something to definitely keep the cow going and sustaining, and it's an economical price. And basically, once you go into the whole processing industry, it doesn't matter if you're processing wheat, corn, beans. It doesn't actually even matter if you're processing the animal itself after it's been butchered. Every part of that entire food chain is recycled and reused in some sort of way, whether it's put back into the feed channel or used in something completely different or fed to a completely different animal.
Wow. And so, yeah, is it different? What we're feeding to pigs,
hogs, different than what we're feeding to cows, different mix, different ration, because they're different desire. I mean, cow feed is different than beef feed, in a sense. I mean, I feed my cows. I'm raising Jersey replacement heifers, so I'm chopping feed now because everything's so dry here. The pastures have been depleted, so I'm chopping second cut grass. I'm also, we're not ready to cut corn yet, but we'll be probably the first go round in a couple of weeks. So I do that. I've also, over the years, mixed brewer's grain in some of the silage, but we make a lot of baleage here for the cows. This year, I think we're going to have 300-400 bales of that just for what I need on my farm before somebody. But everybody's calling because everything's been so dry. And I want to ask about how that affects the market, how the weather affects the price and the quality of, as you put it, the corn gluten or the wheat gluten, the components. Because I'm betting there are a lot of people listening who never heard some of these terms before, and they don't know what it means. So here we are, sort of examining our food supply. He's a big, by the way, John's a big contributor to agweb.com, and he recently wrote an article that I want to talk about with him as we continue in the next half hour of this week's American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting.
The Senate voted 86-11 to pass a bipartisan bill to enact the largest expansion of veteran health care benefits in decades, a week after it fell victim to a technical snafu and a political spat over a separate spending bill. They made such a huge mistake with veterans, said Mr. Schumer. I'm glad they recouped. All's well that ends well. The Deshaun Watson situation remains in a state of flux in Cleveland.
The NFL appealed the 6-game suspension that a neutral arbitrator issued to Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson. The NFL said a decision will likely ignite a battle with the players' union and pave the way toward a longer ban for the superstar. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Kansas voters on Tuesday sent a resounding message about their desire to protect abortion rights, rejecting a ballot measure in a conservative state with deep ties to the anti-abortion movement that would have allowed the Republican-controlled legislature to tighten restrictions or ban the procedure outright. President Joe Biden said the Kansans sent a clear signal at the ballot box.
In a decisive vote, in a decisive victory, voters made it clear the politicians should not interfere with the fundamental rights of women.
The Senate voted Tuesday night to pass a long-sought bipartisan legislation to expand health care benefits for millions of veterans exposed to toxic burn pits during their military service, sending the bill to the president to sign into law. The final vote was 86-11. John Stewart, who lobbied hard for the bill, comments.
I'm not sure I've ever seen a situation where people who have already given so much had to fight so hard to get so little. I hope we learn a lesson.
Finally, a Utah man's been arrested on accusations he started a wildfire while trying to burn a spider with his lighter. Corey Allen Martin, 26, told deputies that he spotted the spider Monday while he was in a hiking area in the foothills south of Salt Lake City near the city of Springville. Deputies found a jar of marijuana in his belongings, but he didn't appear to be high, according to Utah County Sheriff Sergeant Spencer Cannon. I'm Tony Maruso. This is USA Radio News.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Back with John Sheehy, president of Grain, as Superior Feed Ingredients. We're learning about the ingredients, why they are important, why it's important to understand them. So this article that you wrote on managing spreads and how to add profit, the article is entitled How I Managed Spreads and Basis to Add 48 Cents Profit to My Final Corn Price. So how do we, let's get you to pull this apart a little bit. This appeared in agweb.com, is that right? Is that where this article appears?
Yeah, it appears there and also on Ohio AgNet as well. And what it comes down to is when a farmer sells cash grain, there's actually three components to it. The first is futures, and that's easy for most farmers to follow. The Chicago Board of Trade moves the price up and down according to demand of traders and speculators and end users and producers. And, you know, it can have a range in most years of maybe a dollar and a half. In the past 2 years, we've had more of a $4 range. But it's easy to comprehend how that moves and how that affects a bottom line. It doesn't matter if you farm 1 acre or 10,000 acres. It affects your bottom line the most. The second biggest area, though, is watching the basis. And pretty much everywhere in the country, and basis moves up or down. And what basis is it's the spread for your cash value of grain compared to the price in Chicago, because Chicago is based off of delivering corn into Chicago or along the Illinois River from Chicago to St. Louis. Mm-hmm. And because of that, there has to be a price. Whether to get it to Pennsylvania or to Hereford, Texas from central Iowa is going to cost freight, and so there has to be a way to pay for that. And almost all of the buyers and sellers of grain who move massive amounts are going to trade it by basis. And so if a farmer can think about trading the grain like the big traders do, they can take advantage of little opportunities. And so you basically look to set your futures at whatever price you want to set it, whenever you want to set it. And then you look at when you want to set the basis. And the reason the basis matters is in almost any given year, the basis at harvest is going to be your lowest time because those who don't store are going to dump it on the market. And that's going to be when it floods the market. So there's your lowest basis of the year to sometime in the spring or summer, because we have to wait and somebody has to store the grain and hold it until the end users have room to take it into their facility. And so because of that, there is time value paid for that. And that gets into the third aspect, which is spread, which works with the basis. Now, the spread is what is the cost, or what is the price difference between December corn and March corn or May corn or July corn. And those spreads are based upon time value of money and the overall demand picture that was the corn yield this year nationally a short crop, or was it a big crop? And that's where it comes back into when you hear about the USDA talking about carryout or ending stocks. It matters as to what level that is as to tell the market there's plenty or there's not enough. And basically, if we're down around 1 to 1.2 billion carryout, which the USDA publishes every month in their WASD report, it will state where we're at. Recently, it's been running about 1.5. That is typically a normal amount, slightly a tighter area. But when you get out to 2 billion bushels, that's way too much. And that's where it sends corn back down to $4. That's where the market will pay you to store it forever. Mm-hmm. And so you have a lot of small farmers. But one area that they can absolutely take advantage of in marketing is to have storage for every bushel they're going to raise at harvest. And I tell every farmer, plan that you're going to grow your operation. It doesn't matter what age you are, whether you're beginning in the 20s or you're ending in your 70s, you still want to have plenty of storage, because even the person who may be renting your farm, if you're in your 70s and you're going to be leaving, if they rent or if they farm all of your ground, they're going to need somewhere to store that grain, because likely some people didn't store. So you want to store this grain because you don't want to have to set the basis so early on, specifically right at harvest. And then that gives you the ability to watch the basis move usually about 40 cents a year on average. It isn't necessarily a guarantee every year, but I have seen the spreads this year. They moved 70 cents on the basis. That is a traditionally very, very big move. I would say that if it moves less than 20, that's usually a disappointment, but it's also very rare. Mm-hmm. So I tell it, plan for it to move 40 cents a year, and that pays for you to build a bin and to store it and go get a government loan or something like that to build the bin, because USDA does give incentives to build bins, and especially for small farmers to help them get their first storage up if they don't have any.
Yeah, I was going to say, there are a lot of government programs now. Do you think the government's too involved? Is the U.S. Department of Agriculture too involved in our business at this point?
I mean, you're always going to hear people complain about that, but I think that you have to understand that it provides opportunity. And so you can complain about it, but it is there. So why not take every aspect and try and use it to your best of your ability?
Yeah, there's two different points to that question. One of them is the one, the way you just answered it, in terms of how it affects the ability of farmers to survive. The other side of it is, from my perspective anyway, I think the government has gotten it to the point where we can't survive without them, whether that was direct or indirect. If we had open markets, I'm a dairy guy, I'm not a grain guy, I'm not a produce guy, I'm a dairy guy, I'm a cow guy. And I know that in my case, I created my own market by selling raw milk on my farm, 100 gallons a day or more if I could produce it, for 12, $12 a gallon. I created my own. I didn't want anything to do with going to put my milk into the pool. Some people can do that, and some people can't. Depends on where you are and if you have a market. And that's the other thing that is interesting. How do we, you know, the market, you just said something about the Chicago Merck, but there are other markets, like we have markets all around the country for livestock. Are there fewer and far, you know, how many places, I guess, do we have to sell our products? I'd be interested to get your spin on that as we continue here on this week's American Family Farmer with John Sheeve from, he's the person in charge of the grain, what the grain's all about, superior feed ingredients. Right now I want to help you. If you are, you know, I talk about your physicality here a lot in terms of some of the people that help me provide this program to you. And one of the current providers is a company called Keeps, K-E-E-P-S. What does Keeps do? Well, they're here to help you with your hair. Men and women both are using this to protect your assets, your locks, if you will. If you're got a problem with your hair, you're getting bald and you want it not to go away, Keeps has clinically proven FDA-approved hair treatments available for you to check out online at Keeps.com. So if you want to prevent your hair loss, if you want to stimulate hair growth, you want to take care of the hair that you have, the doctors at Keeps will help you select the right products and the right plan. This is all about individualized expression and help from the people at Keeps. No waiting rooms, no pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door, costs you half as much. And right now, if you go to Keeps.com, KEEPS.com/Doug Steffen, you'll save another 50%. So by the time you're done, it's not going to pay you to use this stuff, but you know what I'm saying. It's a very attractive deal. And if you want to stay attractive, then keep your hair. I guess that's it. That's what Keeps is about. Keep that hair. Go to KEEPS.com/Doug Steffen. And save 50% off your first order. All right, keep the hair. Go to Keeps.com.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Back with John Sheeve from Superior Feed Ingredients. All right, so there are all kinds of different bits and pieces here to putting this story together. And I wonder, under the circumstances, are we getting too refined in how we look at this stuff? Why can't we just, you know, feed is feed? But from listening to you, it isn't. There are all kinds of, and it's, I guess, research is done, all these land grant colleges. Where do you find, you get your information from what you do on the job, or do you work with schools and researchers to come up with the better ways? There's always something improving, I'm going to guess, and how do we get to the improvements?
You're right. There's constantly improvements. I don't necessarily work with the colleges, but they put out the information they find. That information is quickly used throughout the industry because everyone is looking for that opportunity to make a little bit more money, whether that's more efficient on the feeding side of things, whether that's making a product that they have better. Just like the ethanol companies found that if they could spin the corn oil out of the dried distiller's grain, there was a better market for that oil, and it didn't necessarily hurt the demand for the DDG quite as much. It did drop the price a little bit, but they found they could make more money taking the oil out of it. And that's what is constantly changing, and we have to always be on top of, is everyone is looking for a little bit extra. You said you try and sell your milk raw. Mm-hmm. You're looking for an advantage that no one else has,
right?
And that gives you an advantage that puts you ahead of potentially your nursery district. And
let me ask you, let's go one step further in digging into that. When I drive along the highway in any Midwestern, from, let's say, New York, Pennsylvania, into the Midwest, and you see signs, I went to school in Northwest Ohio, and every year I go around just for the fun of it and look at the signs that were basically a description of what was planted in that field. Pioneer 12342 or whatever it is. And one wonders how much, you know, there's so many different hybrids or so many different machinations on grains. Can there really be that much difference now, or is it just new ones? And I asked that wondering about grain, about wheat as well as corn.
All of them are constantly replacing their hybrids and constantly putting in something that produces better than what they were doing a couple of years ago. I mean, the varieties that were out 5, 6, 7 years ago are now probably the 8th, 9th, or 10th best variety that's available by each seed company. Mm-hmm. And it's about getting that national yield higher and higher and higher, because every farm is going to look almost identical to the national yield. It's going to keep trending higher and higher and higher. I know that on our farm now, if we are not doing closer to that 200 bushel the acre average, we're disappointed. Whereas if you would have asked my father 15 years ago, he'd have been happy if it was around 170. So
yeah.
Everything changes, and that happens within every commodity that we raise, just like that the cow you guys were talking about that went for almost $2 million. Well, it's the best cow out there right now, and it probably produces 5 to 10 times more milk than what was out there 30, 40 years ago.
All you got to do is look at the bag on that cow, and you can see what that's all about. Very instructive, John. Thank you. You've helped a lot of us perhaps make some decisions or go down the road to making decisions based on markets, et cetera, et cetera. Very good to have you on board. John Sheeve, President of Grain at Superior Feed Ingredients, here helping us understand yet a different facet of farming in America on the American Family Farmer.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Past the hour now on this week's American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with an overview of farmers markets. I like all of the pieces of the pie that go into this program every week. I do a lot of research, and a lot of the experiences I have on my own farm go into me talking about, you know, what the bottom line is for farming today. And so as I look around, the business about farmers markets and whether we have too many of them. I have a farmers market on Sundays on my farm. The community has a farmers market on Thursday. Many of you have created farmers markets either on your farm or in the community, maybe on the common someplace. Sometimes they have them on the highway. Sometimes they're in a mall. But the public has become aware of and is, frankly, using the farmers markets quite intelligently. So now there's a group called the National Farmers Market Coalition, and they have announced for the first time, coalition has announced, the celebration of Farmers Market Week, which is next week, August 7th to the 13th. The National Farmers Market Week is led by this group, these Farmers Market Coalition folks, and they are setting up shop all around the country. They have invited a lot of people, certainly, I mean, farmers markets, we want to, mine I found this year, my experience of the farmers market is it's gotten better and better. I've not had a farmers market before, but people have been asking me for years, why don't you have a farmers market? Because my farm is open on the weekends, Friday night, Saturday and Sunday, for folks to come get ice cream on the farm. Go visit the cows, take a tour around and talk to the cows and feed them bread and see how easy it is to be around cows, not that they're scary or anything like that. And I think we have some video of it on my Eastley Farm website. As always, every weekend we have farm film there that you can check out if you want to see what's going on my farm. I try to come up with, I take ideas from the event that we had this past weekend was Christmas in July. And one of the nearby communities, Attleboro, Massachusetts, had a farmer market with the farm, you know, with the one farmer playing Santa Claus. And so why not do it? Why not take what other people are doing and use it for your, it's not stealing, it's good. It's a great idea. So there's a publication that comes from the farmer's market. You go to their website, I believe it's fmc.org or farmersmarketcoalition.org. So you can see what some of the farmers markets are doing. Great ideas. We're going to have a circus on our farmer's market, actually on the farm. There's an outdoor farmer's, well, it's not a farmer's circus, really, but it's great on the farm. And the fellow who's producing is going around the country and doing these shows in open fields on farms in many parts of the country. That's just one more way for you to enhance. Farmers have to do agritourism, at least in my neck of the woods, in order to survive, because the market is only from June, shall we say, till October. So what do you do to generate income? Unless you're a dairy person, you have cows being milked every day. The people who aren't able to grow food in the off-season, what do you do? Well, we're trying to work with this farmers group, and maybe this is, again, an idea. If you have a barn that partially isn't being used, I'm converting one of my barns. I have four barns on the farm. I'm going to convert one of them to a sort of a marketplace so we can have a year-round farmers market. We can have events there, that sort of thing. And so if you have space that you're not using, you can clean it up and do something like this. Because it brings people together, brings farmers together, it brings support for our farms and for the organization. So during this this week in August, farmers markets all across the country, Alaska to Florida, celebrating everything that makes farmers markets important. Local food systems, certainly the short supply chains, as I've extolled the value and virtue of what you're going to get when you go to the farm, you get what's grown on the farm. You're not paying for having somebody bring merchandise and produce halfway across the country, and then when you get it, like the Driscoll strawberries and raspberries and blackberries, in 2 or 3 days they're all mushy, they got the fuzz on them, you're not going to have that problem at your local farm. And so celebrate, will you? International Farmers Market Week is this next week. Farmers market organizations and farmers markets and farmers who are at the markets all there to help you get what you want. What you want for your family is really good quality food at a good fair price. Check it all out. This week is Farmers Market Week all around the country. The word from Doug on the American Family Farmer.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.